What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Motor Mouth Podcast. It's been like longer than a week because I do want to have this a weekly podcast. It's been over a week because I went to Munich for a couple of days, and then when I came home, big snowstorm hit Ireland, and yeah, I was snowed in, start getting a bit of cabin fever. So, I wasn't bothered, to be honest. Didn't bother. But yeah, Germany, brilliant place. Went to Munich, seen a lot of stuff there. Like, one thing you notice is it's like there's no just regular BMWs or regular Mercedes driving around. It's all like AMG and M. Like, all of it is M. Like, even one series M powered. And you can tell it's not just a body kit because they have the drilled out brakes and stuff. Germany is a cool place. I'm definitely going to go back to more places. In Munich, we went to the BMW headquarters. That was pretty cool. There's some pictures up of, there's a BMW bike, the 1000 RR. That's a pretty slick bike. There's a picture of that up. Then there was a BMW M4. With a cool green colour on it. Oh, there's pictures up on the Motor Mouth Podcast Facebook page. Nobody seems to have liked it yet. So if you're listening and you want to see the pictures of these, you can check them out over there. Also, I was walking through like this big square thing, like public square. And in the corner of my eye, I just seen a thing that said Mercedes. .me, I think it was, or something like that, but some Mercedes sign. So I didn't really take much notice to it because I thought it might be a dealership or something. I was like, well, I'm not buying a Mercedes, so that's nothing for me. But then I got kind of closer to it and I seen the 1990s BMW, or not BMW, Mercedes 190e DTM, the German touring car. Oh, such a nice car. Such a nice car. And then they had like newer ones. But they did also kind of have a dealership because there was I think it was a C63 AMG and it was like 120,000. I was trying to tell the girlfriend how it's a good deal, but she wasn't believing it. stuff like that was really cool in Germany. Also, we went then to Dachau, and there's a concentration camp there, and we went there on the second day, and we went to the BMW on the first day, and then as I was looking at some of the plaques and all in the concentration camp, it came up to one part of how BMW used workers from the concentration camp to build engines for the planes. And I don't know, at the start I was thinking, Jesus, BMW done this, like, this, I don't really know if I agree with that. But then the more I thought of it, like, for a start, you were different times. So, I suppose I can kind of see why they would use that labour. Because looking back on it now, you think, oh, geez, that's kind of cruel to be kind of encouraging camps and stuff like that. But most definitely German people did not know what was going on in the camps, because some of the videos you'd see, it's like when the Americans came in, they were they took local people inside to see, or to show them what was going on, and they were just crying. And concentration camps are weird places to visit because you just feel sad in them. And to be honest, it takes you like a couple of days to kind of process what you're saying, which is what I was doing, what I was thinking of the BMW stuff. Because, I mean, yeah, fair enough, they're not really a very good workforce to have, if you get me. It's not a very immoral workforce, I should say. It's not very moral to have people like that working for a company. But pictures of the prisoners inside the camp, they were all like really, really, really thin, and just, I don't even know how these people are still alive. Like, that's how malnourished they were. And they all just look miserable. But in the BMW factory, they had weight on them, and they actually kind of looked happy in a way. So, I mean, it's probably a better fate to be in the BMW factory working long hours than to be in that camp for even 1 hour. That would be my view on that. I'm sure nowadays BMW wouldn't take workforce like that. Like, I'm not trying to badmouth BMW here. It's just, it was a bit of a knockback, not a knockback, a bit of a shock to see BMW were employing people from the camps. And like, they weren't getting it for free either, because there was a list on the side of how many workers they had and the hours the workers done and how much BMW had to pay the government, or, well, the Nazi party really, because they're not really, I mean, they were voted in, but I think that when it goes down the road of that they went down, I don't think many Germans would have really thought, oh yeah, they're still good guys. But I don't know, I wasn't alive then, and I'm Irish, not German, so I don't know. But yeah, Germany, even the trains, like, you get on the trains, and by the time it's left the platform, it feels like you're going about 60 miles an hour. Like, everything is just fast there, and very reliable. It was snowing when we got there, and I was like, oh, god damn it, snow, like, I don't really like snow, but all the paths were always cleared, and, like, you were never going to slip on a bit of ice, whereas in Ireland, you get a little bit of snow, and the whole country closes down. But that's a story for another day. Right, so that's me Germany talk over. I'm going to talk about Formula 1 now. The last week or so, there's been winter testing, and it's been in Catalonia, and yeah, it's not just Germany and Ireland that got snow. Even Catalonia got snow. There was pictures, I don't have pictures of it, but I've seen pictures online of the starting lights, and they're all iced over, like icicles on them, and a lot of teams didn't really get too much testing time. Then I see another video, or another picture should I say, and it's the Force India car, and it's got a snowplow on the front, so, I don't know, I thought that was a bit funny. Speaking of Force India, it's believed that they will be changing the name of the team. They said they want it, they haven't said what it might be. A lot of people think they'll just go with, like, Force, or Force Racing, or something. They think they'll just drop the India out of the name, because there's apparently going to be a takeover of it as well. Some other crowd are going to buy the team. So, I don't know, maybe they'll give a good cash injection, because Force India do pretty well for being one of the smaller teams. Like, they have good drivers. Perez, who started off with McLaren, didn't really last long there, because I think he was kind of back-talking the boss, but he is a pretty good driver. He's put in some solid performances. So, yeah, like, I think whoever takes the team over should definitely try hold on to him. And then, as well as the going on the testing, Ferrari unveiled the car just before it. Mercedes unveiled their car the same day. Mercedes seemed to have done a bigger launch of their car than Ferrari did, because I follow Mercedes and Ferrari on Instagram, and there was a big, like, live video and all for the Mercedes. Anyone who isn't aware, I'm a Ferrari fan, so I was really excited to see the car. But Philip Morris ended their sponsorship with Ferrari just towards the start of the season, and so the car it's more red than it has been for the past number of years, which, I don't know, at first it was kind of, I don't know, I thought it was too red, but it's kind of grown on me now. Like the halos as well, the new design safety feature, which makes a lot of sense, because, I mean, if Jules Bianchi had a halo on his car in Japan, I think he probably would have walked away from the car. Maybe not walked away, he might have been like unconscious or something, but I definitely think he'd be alive today. Some teams have done kind of better, but with the design of the halo, but that's purely just because of the colour of the car. Like, there's a couple of black ones that you can't really notice them. As well, I've seen an onboard video with Valtteri Bottas driving the Mercedes, and I don't know, the drivers say it doesn't really get in their way, and I suppose the camera is on top of the helmet, so you're not seeing it exactly how he sees it, but from what I've seen, it looks like it does get in the way. But then, at the same time, it's only coming down at the centre of the front of the cockpit, so, I mean, in racing, you're not really looking dead on all the time. Like, it's more you're looking to the left or to the right to see the apex of the corner and looking for your braking point and stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know. They say it doesn't get in the way, so we're going to go with what they say and not what some Irish fella who just watches videos online says. So, yeah. What else has been happening with Formula 1 over the last couple of days? There has been a lot of talk from Fernando Alonso about the new McLaren. He says he thinks he'd be able to challenge for podiums in it, which I don't know about that now, in fairness, because they didn't really get a lot of laps done over the winter testing period, so I don't know. See, that's the thing as well, like, just, you'll get headlines, well, of a recap of the day, and like, Vettel puts Ferrari on top on day two or whatever, or Hamilton puts Mercedes on top, but like, that doesn't really mean anything, because they're only testing like different fuel loads, different, like, just everything is different. So when it gets more to the actual race season, then we'll find out what the cars are like. Hamilton is saying that his car is feeling better than last year, which for a Ferrari fan, that's not good news. But maybe Ferrari have gained even more traction on their car, and, but I don't mean traction as in literal traction on the road, I mean traction as in the development of it, and I hope they've jumped forward a lot more, because last season was good at the start for Ferrari when they were, like, they had the lead all the way up to the summer break, and then they just kind of slowly lost it, but there was a couple of factors to that, reliability issues and whatnot. So I hope Ferrari can pull her out this year. I've been saying it for the last, I don't know how many years, too long, I've been saying they're going to do it this year, so hopefully this is their year. Not much talk of any of the lower teams, really. Haas seems to be selling a lot of their computer programs to other teams, or at least they've had a lot of inquiries from other teams about acquiring the technology. So, yeah, I think that may be a big reason of why Haas got into F1, to promote his technology, which is understandable. I mean, that's the guy's business, so why not promote it the best you can? And sure, hey, if you can go racing in the meantime with it, why not? And that's another thing about Haas. They've really proven that just because you're new to the sport doesn't mean you have to be at the back of the grid the whole race. Like, you can pull off some, you can get some points anyway. They haven't had a win or anything yet, but they really are new to the game. So, I mean, give them another couple of seasons and I think we could see them up. There was, about, what, 2 weeks ago or something, the team principal at Haas, I forget his name, I think it's like Gunther Steiner or something, it's some odd name, He came out and he said that he doesn't see there being an American driver in Formula 1 in a top team because he doesn't feel that there are drivers good enough to compete in Formula 1. Which, I don't know if I agree with that. Like, I'm pretty sure there has to be some really good American drivers, like, to have IndyCar and stuff like that. So I'm sure that there would be one or two drivers that could step up. I mean, do I think they'd be on the same level as Lewis Hamilton or Sebastian Vettel? No. But there's a lot of drivers that do come in who aren't as good as them, but they do okay. Perez being one of them. Like, I don't think he's up to their level, but he is creeping up to their level for sure. I mean, season after season, he gets more confident, and yeah, he needs to listen when a team is giving him order. He needs to just start listening, like, because he's just going to crash into his teammate, and then that takes both cars out of the race, and that's not what you want. So yeah, there's, I think, 20 days, maybe 19 now, left until the first race in Melbourne. So far, the weather is predicting, or see, I use an app to keep up to date with the news on that. So they're predicting it's going to be a wet race. But I don't know, that's like, what, over 2 weeks away, so I don't know if they'll know. Maybe they will. Yeah, so that's pretty much Formula 1 wrapped up. McLaren have changed their colours to, what do they call it, papaya orange or something, because they had a car in, I think it was Le Mans, some sort of, no, I think it was the WEC actually had a car in, and their livery there was that orange, and a lot of people were like, oh, that's a cool colour, I'd like to see that on the Formula 1 car. So they've changed engines, they've gone from Honda to Renault, and now they have the papaya orange livery. So yeah, I think McLaren, I'd like to see McLaren do well again, because they were always one of the big teams, and they're in it a very long time as well. Like, Lewis Hamilton got a start with them, there's been a good couple of drivers that have been in their team, so I would like to see McLaren fighting for podiums again. Yeah. And sticking with racing, but moving on to virtual racing, Gran Turismo came out with another update recently. A lot of cars got added, but I still think these cars should have been in the game from the start. There's what, the 1980s Toyota Supra. But if you try put a livery on it, you lose the livery that's already on it, which is pretty much just a sticker on the side that says, like, 3.0 GT Turbo A or something like that, it says. What else got added into a Pantera, a Lamborghini Aventador, I think it is. A new track, but it's not really, it's one track, but there's different layouts, so yeah, they make that out to be a couple. I think I only seen real quick, I think there's a Porsche Cup now as well, so yeah, I don't know. Like, are you just going to keep adding races and adding cars and tracks? Like, because, I mean, races, like, I'm trying to bleed and clear the game, so if they're just going to keep adding races, like, am I ever going to actually get it 100%? So just relax on the adding races. Maybe in a good while, add some more. But I was late to the game, so I'm sure other people have all the other races complete. And not only that, but it's just so dependent on internet, that game. It really fucking annoys me. Like, you can't buy a car without being on the internet. Like, I have internet and all. It annoys me that I have to always be connected just to buy a car. Like, so I'm kind of not really feeling PlayStation anymore, which I never thought I'd say that because I've had PlayStation 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've had PlayStation 1, 2, 3, and 4. And yeah, it's like I've never thought of going to Xbox or. The only other console I had was Sega. And that was pretty much just because, well, it was given to me as a present from my brother when I was like really small. So yeah, I just kept that for ages, and then the PlayStation came out and I got that, and then I've had the new PlayStation every time it's come out. Yeah, so I don't know, like maybe if Gran Turismo had have been better, had have lived up to the hype, had have been complete, then yeah, I probably would still want to play it as much. But the whole reason I got the PlayStation 4 was for Gran Turismo, so when it came out and it was that bad, I was like, God damn it. That money could have went into something much better. Yeah, so that's pretty much most of the motorsports side done. My own project bike, I had it going, it was running well, but then the snow came, and I was like, fuck this shit. So, I don't know, it's probably going to be hard to start up again once the snow clears out, but I'm definitely going to try to get that 100% running and starting every single time. So I'm going to wrap that up for this week because it's getting late. I probably should have done this at a better time, but I just wanted to get one out so people still try listen. I mean, I have a couple of listeners and I've got two new subscribers, I suppose you'd call them, followers it's called on this. This is done through the Podbean app, so yeah, new followers. Thanks very much for following me, guys and girls. Really appreciate that. If you just want to head over to the Motor Mill Podcast Facebook page and check that out, there's pictures of the cars from Germany and that as well. So that'd be pretty cool to check for you to check that out. Yeah. So until next week, bye.